guest this morning is a young man with a powerful voice which has pushed his record into the number one slot in the charts. The title, Never Gonna Give You Up, could be Rick Astley's motto for holding on to the prime pop spot. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining. How are you coping with fame so far? I mean, you were absolutely catapulted into stardom, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right, but I mean, I'm just taking it as it comes.
Do you like it?
I am reading Last of Us Part 2.
Oh, boy.
I need to buy a PS4, Four. But I don't have a job.
I would wait until there's a PS5 if you're going to buy one. There's no point in buying a PS4. The PS5 comes out in this Christmas.
Really?
Is what they say. Yeah.
Or buy a cheap-ass 4.
Or buy a PS2.
What? What? Well, I have a PS3, and like, do they even make The Last of Us?
I seriously doubt it. But I can let you borrow mine when I'm done if you want.
Really?
Maybe. That's really offering
maybe.
A lot,
I wish
actually.
I wouldn't actually have said yeah.
that. Well, if you're going to get a back, 5, actually. If you get a 5.
I mean,
five,
if I get a 5, I can give you my 4 for
can
sure.
Can I actually, like, yeah. But by then, I'm going to get a 5.
It's exciting times, guys. Like, I'm a freak for the PlayStation.
They have a special limited edition PlayStation 4 or The Last of Us 2.
Do they really?
It comes with the game and it's $300.
That's a pretty smashing deal, dude, actually.
With the PS.
And look at the PS4. It's made to look like
beautiful. It's a little Firefly thing.
$300 with the game?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Honestly, and quite frankly, like the PlayStation is kind of like, it, for me, it is an insane deal because it does so much.
So even if I
like it, it's just an impossibly powerful entertainment system.
It is. Yeah.
So it's worth having even if I don't play video games?
For sure, dude.
What do I do with it?
You can fucking play DVDs. Dude, you can put cups on it.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Limited edition.
It's pretty cool. All right. Well, this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
Hi, everybody.
We are, today is going to be the first episode that we do of the front page review. And I hit that one. That wasn't on purpose, but that one worked.
It worked.
That was convenient. So last week we covered world politics and anime titties and Masnik's impossibility theorem. So thank you for everybody who listened and everybody who gave us positive feedback.
Man, so much homework we did. It was deep.
That was an interest. I mean, I got a lot out of that one, actually. I got a lot of like...
That was good.
I got a spiritual... That was like a spiritually powerful episode for me. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but you know what I mean? Where it was just like, it felt like we hit some things that I was like, wow, I didn't know about that. And I've been thinking about Masnik's impossibility theorem, like basically ever since.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cause it's such a, it like it kind of colors the world the way we look at digital shit now. You know?
Yeah. It was a cool opportunity to like learn something new.
Right.
Myself.
I had an idea based on it, like after the episode that I was pitching to my wife who said it was a terrible idea, but I think you guys will like it. But you know, essentially what there's like a law that's like after 150 people, you can't manage your group anymore.
Right.
Like, it's like a, I think it's like a evolutionary thing, like a tribal thing. Right.
Well, it's basically Arrow's impossibility.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were kind of applying it to like Facebook, Instagram, whatever. But it would be cool if there was a social media platform that only had like a maximum amount of relationships.
Right.
Like 120, 150, whatever it is. And it's like,
that's interesting.
In that space, you can sort of, you can manage it and police it, like, because you know everyone personally, probably.
Right.
And you actually probably see them on a regular basis. So, like, if someone's being a total dick, you'd be like, hey, man, you're messing up the tribe, you know? You're screwing up the group.
It's tribalism.
And you might get more honest conversations in there because people trust that they're not going to get like, canceled or something. Right. I don't know. Like it feels like a, and maybe that's what Facebook groups are, but it doesn't seem like.
But they're
it.
Not restrictive, and Facebook is just.
So I'm pitching my billion-dollar idea to the public,
to the Wendy's employee,
to somebody out there.
Sir, this is.
Hey,
Wendy's.
Just cut us in, man.
Yeah. That's. I mean, hey, we're going to eventually get to. We're going to have to reinvent a lot of things because we're now at this point where, and this is, you know,
make them more manageable on a personal level.
Well, like, we've also completely disregarded the, at what were at one point really powerful laws around, the monolithic industry, giant companies, right? So we have like, now we have Facebook and Google and Twitter, And I would, you know, Amazon and Google, I think, have monopolized their industries at this point. They are massive corporations that have kind of completely, they have absolutely, they are the only ones that do what they do, particularly Amazon. So, but we don't have any really, nobody's enforcing antitrust anymore. So once antitrust laws start becoming enforced again, we're going to see, hopefully we're going to see different kind of companies come from that.
Break them up.
You know? Yeah, I mean, it would be, you know, I mean, if you break up Amazon into their fucking data, they're like, what, I don't know, what are they, the server brand and then their Prime brand and whatever and call them all these different things. They're going to have to find new ways to do business. So
I can't wait till I get killed by a robot that's called Amazon Services. I'd be like,
how far from it?
Have you seen the Amazon commercial, streaming commercials that are like, and we're never leaving?
Yeah.
No. Have you heard their new tagline?
It's Is there a new tagline? We're never leaving.
It's literally like, well, we're never going to stop helping. It's like very.
Even if I don't want your help,
right.
Yeah, we're giving it to
Amazon's
you.
New tagline, low key threatening.
You know what would be a baller move is if they delivered like Christmas gifts to everybody.
Right.
Even though they're not even a member. You know, it's just like as like a promotional thing. It's like via a drone. Yeah. You get a fucking gift. I don't want it. You're getting it.
I mean that's the Apple U2 album thing.
That keeps playing on my phone.
Hey, we know you guys want the U2
album.
Like,
come on.
The U2 album.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up.
I know. I don't think I ever had that. I think I
had it.
I probably hacked
it in a way.
I definitely hacked it.
And
I'm a hacker.
There's another Amazon commercial now that's like, I'm almost annoyed at how over the top Amazon's been with personal safety.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Have you seen that? It's like, they're almost too safe now.
They're not.
They're not.
They're objectively not. People are dying in their warehouses almost every day. So
you know what's crazy is like, the strategy is so old fashioned and simple. They're like, we're terrible employees. We're going to make a shitload of ads that say we're not. And it works.
It's
classic. And then people just go like, oh, they're great. Like
very classic.
After a little while. I'm like, I guess people buy TV.
I guess people buy TV. All right. Well, that's not what we're talking about this week.
We're just catching up.
Just catching up. You know, we gotta clean up our fucking guts, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I always like to say.
Back in studio, episode 2, back in studio.
We're experimenting with video stuff today as well. I mean, you're gonna be hearing we're gonna post this on the Dominic Russo official YouTube channel, but part of the reason is because as we do a front page review, we want to be able to show the things that we were talking about. We're not going to be doing Twitch this week only because we need to mechanically figure out the best way to handle Twitch because we have a few different systems going on, and I don't want to like fuck it up knowing that we fucked it up before and then people got mad and then people turned on us and then we'll get arrested and we'll all go to the gulags. So the dystopian future where you fuck up a Twitch channel and then you have to go to prison for it.
Yeah, that's a Black Mirror episode.
That is a Black Mirror episode. But all right, so starting with a front page review. So
I went through a dark place when you were saying that.
I know,
whoa.
I could tell. I see like the Vietnam flashback happening in your eyes as we were talking. So this week is an interesting one because this was kind of, you know, the last time we did a front page review, we were just entering the coronavirus really, and it was everything on the front page was coronavirus and was such a fucking bummer. And we were dealing with a few weeks of this where it was just like Hong Kong protests, Australian fires, the coronavirus. And it was just like, cool, cool, cool. Okay. Yeah. Now, Rickrolling is the thing. So have you guys been following this plot line?
Yeah.
So I'm going to share my screen.
A little bit.
I think this is where I think
break
we
it down.
Can't. All right. So
I keep going.
Well, so I don't know. I can't. I don't know. I don't want to like say that I like know exactly what it's all about. I'm also going to really quickly before I do that, I have to.
I'm saying you're not a professional. You're not an expert.
I'm an expert for sure. I'm an expert, but
the Rickrolling thing.
Yeah, go into it because I have to. Evidently, I have to.
Let's check out our friends. Know your meme.
So yeah, you know, I don't actually I don't get why. Did Rick Astley like do an AMA this week or something?
Well, so what happened? So, picture. So the image that we are referring to is specifically this is the top of this past week, right? And it is a photo of Literally Rick Astley. It's from a user, really Rick Astley, right? And it's, I found a few memories during lockdown, a few funny memories during lockdown. This is from my first tour in 89 backstage in Vegas, right?
And so he's literally rolling on a bike.
Right. So everybody's like, holy shit, this is Rick Astley. Oh my God. Because he's like, I mean, he is for a mediocre, not barely even a one hit wonder. I wouldn't even call him a one hit wonder because he wasn't like Never Gonna Give You Up is a smash hit now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was like the whole reason is because of the internet.
Damn.
Which is wild to say, but he is, you know, one of the biggest celebrities on the internet, I would say. Mm-hmm. So
yes,
he posted this photo. Yes. Everybody is like, holy shit, that's Rick Astley. And then from that point on, everybody from what I gather, and part of the reason I gather this is because another post that was a top from this past week was this guy just Rickrolled Rick Astley. I think he's won the internet, right? So this is four down. And this seems to have been a game on this post, which is why this is so popular, is you're seeing all these photos. So the one four down is, and by the way, this has the one four down is 167,000 upvotes, and the Rick Astley photo is quickly becoming an all-time Reddit post at 290,000 upvotes.
It's huge.
Right? It's a huge post. But people are posting comments that are like, oh my, what? I can't even believe I'm seeing you right now. This is amazing. Here's this photo I found from, like, you took a photo of me when I was on tour or when you were on tour and this, and they're just Rickrolling each
that
other.
That is amazing.
So they've turned it in this big game of how to get Rickrolled or how to Rickroll as many times as possible in the comment section of the photo of Rick Astley.
And every time you think you're not going to fall for it, someone's fucking tricks you.
Well, that's the beautiful trick of Rickrolling,
yeah.
Right? And part of the reason this is interesting, actually, is because do you guys remember a few months ago when everybody was like, the Rickroll has died, that video has finally been monetized on YouTube? So every time you would do the Rickroll, it would play an ad before it.
Which kills it,
which destroys it, obviously. So I don't know what the, like, trick, I don't know how they tricked
got
it, right?
That.
How they got around it. But yeah, so reading some of the comments on the photo from Rick, so
there's got to be a bot that can, like, relaunch the video every 10 minutes.
I'm sure there is. I mean, there's
without
tons
an ad,
everywhere. Yeah. So thanks all the love, comments, DMs, etc. And finally, Malleable Duck, I salute you, Rick. And I think Malleable Duck is the one who Rick rolled him, I believe. So I may not be the biggest fan of your music, but I am forever a fan of you for being such a good sport on the internet, on such a hateful place, whatever. Where's the one? There's some posts. I don't know where they are, but a reminder that Rick gave his best AMA answer over a few years back. No, this is not a Rick roll. And then this is, you know, he had this lengthy, will you ever give me up? Go fuck yourself. was his response on the Rickroll. So this is a fun, interesting thing that's happened. I mean, I love it because this is a game that's happened just randomly on Reddit. And, you know, in the moments of carnage that we're all dealing with right now, this is actually kind of one of the simplest classic internet things, you know? And, you know, I think that this has also been, it's been around for so long, and this is a weird moment where there are a lot of celebrities who are kind of like coming out of the woodwork to be normal people,
mm-hmm.
right? And part of the reason, I think, is because they are like bored like us, normal, like, you know, normal celebrities who are just like don't have a lot going on.
Yeah.
So the idea of Rick Astley, who, not that he was on tour anyway, but, you know, like knowing that he's just like, hey, I was looking through some photos and I found this and now I'm like,
also maybe
it
feels like a bad, not a bad time to be a celebrity, but like people maybe care the least about the fact that like you have perfect proportions and you're a good actor.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's
in a time of like actual community stress.
Yeah.
Being an actor doesn't matter all that much.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when the actors come out and do their video, which is really funny. Did you guys see that one?
What was the latest?
It was like the I Take Responsibility video. It was
no.
a bunch of just like white actors saying that they take responsibility for racism. And it was just like very, it was kind of like the Gal Gadot
version.
It's
can't
like
believe
the
they
new,
wouldn't have learned from the Gal Gadot one. Like nobody wants to hear from celebrities right now.
And it's, it's like, you know, more, maybe even, it's as cringeworthy, I would say. Ugh. And, you know, that was like last week.
Which one was it? Whose celebrity? Which one?
Julianne Moore, I think, was like the face of it. But then a bunch of people did it that were big, like Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad. And his take, his version, like it almost went to Pinkman-esque. Like he almost started, like, he's like, I'm respond. You know, he like started almost probably on accident doing it.
Oh my God.
But anyway, yeah, like. It seems like a bad time because they can't say either like stay in your homes because they all live in palatial mansions. And
it's like when Ellen DeGeneres in the beginning was like, it's like literally being in prison from mansion.
Yeah, like Pablo Escobar's prison in Colombia that time where he had all the whores and tigers thrown in.
all that cocaine, all that booger sugar and the tigers and the whores. What a terrible prison.
Did you watch that, Joe? That episode where he gets put in prison. He does a deal with the government. They put him in prison. The deal is he's going to make his own prison.
Right.
And he builds his own prison on a mountain. It's a fucking mansion.
Gorgeous.
And it's got like pools and
hot
tubs.
I'll stay here.
And you're watching on TV and you're going like, this didn't happen. And you Wikipedia, you're like, it fucking happened. It just happened. Like that. And there's pictures. And like truckloads of prostitutes would come in. They'd be having like parties. I'm like,
I know.
This rules.
Hey. Yeah. That sounds
So that was like Ellen's prison.
As long as he stays up there.
He just stayed up there.
As long as he cuts out that bad business.
Was it called? Oh, yes. It was called La Cathedral, I guess.
La Catedral.
Which is still there, I'm sure, right? Or
well, let's see. Let's see what it's all about. You guys can see my screen.
Catedral.
The fate of Pablo Escobar's private luxury prison. I mean,
such a baller move.
I would like to live in that luxury prison, to be honest. I mean, look at this courtyard, man. Like, that's not a fucking prison.
I should build this on The Sims.
You should build that on The Sims. You'd actually make a killing building that on The Sims.
Yeah.
Oh my God. For everybody who doesn't know, who's listening, but I told the rest of the Did You Reddit team here that I was playing The Sims yesterday and building, and a Black Lives Matter thing popped up on The Sims.
Love it.
I was like, yes, even The Sims are getting behind it. And The Sims are one of the most inclusive games ever, you guys.
Yeah,
you can literally be like, you can choose without any mods or anything. You can be like, I want to dress this way.
That's true.
I want to be able to have babies, which is basically The Sims saying, what genitals do you have?
Right.
Like, that's brilliant.
Are they finally allowing interracial marriage, though? I know for a long time they were...
Wait, really?
No, I'm kidding.
I'm like, I've never had an issue with this, Ben.
It was a glitch.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
God.
I think that was the expansion pack that I had.
Yeah,
the 1950s Alabama expansion pack.
That was your antebellum antebellum expansion pack that you really shouldn't have gotten.
I know.
Dark web.
I downloaded a random exe file from the dark web. And it made all of my Sims extremely racist.
Really fucked.
All right, so other things on the front page. So I saw this one. This was kind of an interesting... This is like an innocuous, beautiful, simple thing, right? So octopi. So the reason I like this, right? Ooh. So first of all, you see that and you go, no, you don't think of aquatic animals as pets, right?
Give us the stats here.
The stats were 29. So this is also for perspective, right? And I maybe this is just because I saw it. It was 8 hours ago, so it's still relatively new. I saw this last night. But, you know, 28,000 as compared to the Rick Astley, you know, 290,000.
This is like random popular. Rick Astley's like royalty popular. It's when the queen farts, everyone's like, ooh. She farts too.
That is a good fart.
She farts.
So the reason I like this.
Was that a baby voiced dog? Like, she farted.
She farts. Yes. That's like, I love not pronouncing R's lately.
It's the
best. My friend has a dog named Bert, and we just call him Boot.
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 I love Boot.
So I gotta find it. I don't know where it went, but there is a bot that is an Animal Facts bot.
Oh, cool.
And here we go. Animal Facts bot.
There it is.
And so I thought this was interesting because it was just, you know, as a bots on Reddit are funny, right? Because most of them I kind of get how they work because they're pretty simple scripts, right? It's like you post an image and it goes, hey, did you mean to post this image?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, pretty simple, like A then B, right?
Pick out all the fire hydrants.
Yeah, exactly.
A bot.
A bot.
It's keeping us safe.
For this one, this one's a random, like, there are, you know, it just lists animal facts. And I also wonder sometimes when you see a bot on Reddit like this, I'm also curious. It would be an easy thing to claim to be a bot, right? And just like, you know, I can make a username that's like fucking like fart facts bot, right?
It'd
and
be,
then just like whenever there's a, I search fart on Reddit sometimes and then I just like post non-facts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, having a friend like this would be severely annoying.
Yeah, exactly.
Like after a while, you'd be like, okay, Jimbo, right. We get it. You know, everything about animals. Like he just like always chimes in. He's like, hey, cool, look at that hawk. Did you know hawks?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Okay, Jim.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that he said
this
that
is cool.
All of their like, what did he say in that first one? Oh yeah, is neurons are in its arms so that each of its arms can do a different thing.
Yeah, like total
That'd
dexterity. Well, people say that, octopi, which is another fact here, actually. Yes. Octopuses is the technical plurality of octopus, but octopi is also correct, is what they say.
Oh, so you don't say, you technically aren't dumb and bad when you say octopuses.
No.
I mean, although it does sort of sound,
but
octopuses. That's like a good sneaky one you can throw it on the radio.
Yeah.
Get around those FCC regs.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like YouTube would probably...
Flag you for that, though.
But not
to mention a really good, like, southern pie shop.
Right. And here's a random...
Octopi.
I also don't, like, as I've been looking at this bot, and I'm like, I'm just trying to make sense of if the bot is a real bot, because it's kind of insane that it could also post an image that just says, cool picture of a blue-ringed octopus.
Yeah. Wait, because, how do we make sure it's a bot? You can,
well,
right?
Well, you can, I think if you click the user, I'll click on the username. I mean, if you click the username and just go through, but it looks like, I mean, again, like, all right, so creation of our animal facts bot. First of all, I wanted to thank everybody for the awesome feedback I've gotten. The bot has reached 1,000 followers and has been running nonstop for 5 months, and I finally got some time to truly work on it. I've decided to create animal fact bot for multiple reasons. Oh, so there's a subreddit dedicated to animal fact.
Interesting. Right.
Like you're kind of fucking yourself.
Yeah.
When you're doing
you need
that.
To be able to like process simple.
Yeah. You have to be able to write very simple phrases and then, and then understand how to process them, because bots don't usually have memory. There's like really, really complicated bots have like a little bit of a memory. But when you think about the way that we deconstruct phrases, like I can mention Rick Astley again, knowing that you guys are going to understand that we're talking about that thing from like earlier in the episode.
And the bot would just be like, Rick Astley is a singer.
They would never know because they don't remember that.
God, this
and it can
so
go
stupid.
In so many different directions because, you know, we could have gone from the Rick Astley thing to there's so many
it's
different
like
pieces.
Choose
right?
your own adventure writing where you're like, fuck, I have to write for every possibility.
Exactly.
So like
that's why it's so impossible to create a robot that's anywhere
that's
near
sentient. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't
well,
create
it's
it.
Not impossible, but we're not even close.
Well, you can there are ways to trick people, but it's impossible. Like that's why all bots are designed to do very specific tasks. Like so a bot playing chess knows how to play chess because you can give it all of the math equations of what a chess game is like.
Mm-hmm.
But the act of conversation is so complicated that you just can't program a bot to be able to have a conversation, because the way we have conversations is
especially on this podcast,
but they're so referential, and that's just the nature of how we talk. So anyway, the reason I bring all that up is like when you're looking at how this bot works, you know, like you're seeing this thing like chimpanzees are our closest relatives. Like, where are they pulling that fact from? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like we see the wiki, right. Which is great. But then like, that's an arbitrary fact to be pulling up.
Right.
And then Yeah, so each of them, it seems like it ends with cool picture of chimpanzee. So it's
he wrote that code.
Yeah, so now seeing this, you're seeing the formula, right? You're seeing there's literally facts, and then each of them ends with a cool picture of, right?
Alligator snapping turtle. Ooh.
Right. So
feels like a Rick Roll waiting to happen.
It is actually and that's why I love this kind of stuff too, is because you could easily program that to be a Rick Roll. Like anytime you mention somebody in the primate category, the picture is always a Rickroll, which would be a really funny, very Reddit
really
thing to do.
Really funny,
right?
To know that the animal facts bot is like a little fucker.
Yeah, he's a little mischievous little bastard.
He's a little poop.
He's a little pooper.
But isn't that, I mean, it's so interesting when, because I mean, especially as a father, Fried, it's like, you know, there's the idea.
Let me tell you about wisdom.
The idea of programming a thing, right? Which is essentially what you're doing every day.
I was like stressing out about it. I woke up in the middle of the night, like, I was just like up, baby. And I started thinking about, like, this is what parents always think about. It's like, we could probably be doing better.
Yeah.
We'd probably be like programming this thing cleaner, better, more effective.
Better, stronger, more efficient.
So I started injecting him. The new chemical.
Oh my God. Performance enhancing.
Performance enhancing layered shrooms.
Oh my God. Yes.
Start giving him intervenous shrooms.
Yeah, but you are programming.
Charlie
this
walks
thing.
In. He's like 5'8" now. Like a little, but not muscly at all. He's just taller. Just, this shit's weird. I don't know if you should be fucking with his normal growth
his
pattern.
Bones are just like rubbery.
But that is, I mean, that is,
it's like an octopus.
That's what you do. So my little brother also had a baby a couple days ago. Shout out Sam and Carly. Congratulations.
What's that little baby's name?
Henry.
That's
Winslow.
Hank, dude. Hank.
Henry Winslow.
Okay, they had another name pulled out and I was like, bro.
This is a good
one. Henry Winslow, dude. There's another one and you could beat the shit out of him.
They'll never cross paths.
No, he goes by Maxwell Thomas.
Whoa.
Maxwell's
a slamming name. And we had a German foreign exchange student when my brother was a junior and senior in high school, I think.
Yeah.
His name was Maxwell.
His name was Max. He's a fucking great dude. So I think that was part of it, but also just Max is
it's a classic,
a banging name.
Cool boy's name. That kid's always going to like have the first buck knife. You know,
yeah, and then like
in the group
being referenced as Mad Max is like a cool nickname. It's an unavoidable. It's one of those things where like your name is Max, people are going to call you Mad Max. It's just dumb idiots that are not creative are going to call you that. But then it's like a great nickname. You know what I mean?
And then when you're upset, they're going to call you Sad Max. Like, what are you, Sad Max?
Oh yeah,
Sax Max. Shut up.
That's true.
Oh, when he gets into the saxophone, which is inevitable.
Yo, Sax Max.
Yeah, Sax Max.
That's the coolest shit ever.
That is pretty baller. He should get that tattoo now.
He definitely should.
I think at this point it would be a branding, right? I don't think you tattoo a child. I think you have to
brand. You get it this small because he's a baby, but then it stretches and grows into this disgusting looking horn. By the time he's 20.
He circumcise his, does Max have a penis foreskin?
We haven't talked about that yet.
You guys should zoom it, you know, zoom it up.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. That's a good,
let's loop
next, episode. We can do that.
I'd like to loop him in.
What's
your stance on that?
Are you asking about our penises?
I'm circumcised. I'm circumcised and I circumcised my kid.
That was a weird like Me Too moment where Dog Boob just like, what's your guys' opinion on
the difference
circumcision?
Is, I don't think most guys would give a shit about guys, you just grow up and it was like that.
Yeah.
It was never a choice or anything. So
also it's like a religious thing. So it's like even as a parent, I would be like, I don't care.
It's a health thing.
Is it?
More than I think it initially it was a religious thing right. But it got adopted as a health thing.
And right. Now that's
but now that's like baloney. They're like, it doesn't, you know, because
like,
we
just
shower.
Teach your kid to clean out his smegma.
Yeah,
you
dude.
Know?
If you lived in a cave for 30 years and never hit the showers, you could get bacteria in there. But like we got Dr. Bronner's, we got Dr. Everything.
We got Dr. Everything, we got Jergens.
We got Jergens.
As soon as Dr. Bronner's came to be,
you didn't need
circumcision
was defunct.
Yeah.
It was defunct.
I had a cousin. I have a cousin, so and I won't say his name because I've got like 30 cousins. But
right.
He was not circumcised as a baby because cool. He was
an anteater.
Yeah. But he was he had so many health issues as a baby that cool. His parents were just like, we don't even want to put him through more pain. The so dick, they decided
the dick
not
is
to.
The last thing he's got.
Yeah.
Marred.
Let, yeah. Let him keep it. But yeah. he grew up and ended up getting it as an adult. Ooh. Because he was made fun of. Kidding me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard a lot of those stories. Yeah. Like a teenager.
It was horrible.
My wife Jill's like knew a guy.
Knew a guy
yeah.
in college.
Okay.
69.
Woo!
But there was like a there was a guy on some team that they were friends with who like got it in college and like had yeah. to go away.
Yeah.
For like and a couple of weeks during Christmas vacation.
Oh God.
Can you imagine
I'm just
the
like,
pain of really like painful. Scabbing and the healing while you're getting boners every morning?
That is
hell of bones.
The worst
idea
possible thing.
That feels like a good premise for a comedy movie.
Like, well, you know, yeah. adult.
I know you all like, no, it doesn't, right. but I'm like,
no, it actually is.
Like a great
so much and he falls in love with his nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Lucinda.
So there is a trend. I think I'm sure you know about this because you're like the professional bro, the professional, like, you know, everything about bro culture.
Sure do, dude. I got gorilla bells. I got.
You can't create the show Workaholics and not be a professional bro.
Thank you.
We know what college you went
thank
to.
You.
We know.
The sad part is
you
like,
a workaholic.
There's so many more bros than, like, I'm somewhere on the low end.
Yeah, you were first generation, and all the bros after you have built on your legacy.
Yeah.
You're like baseball after Babe Ruth. Like, Babe Ruth.
I don't
now,
even lift, dude.
Babe Ruth
I don't
now
even lift.
Would have been like, all right, you know? But he's the greatest of the time. So you're one of the greatest bros of all time.
Yeah.
But every bro
baseball,
after this.
I played football.
Every bro after this has built on your legacy.
Yeah. That's right. They've co-opted it.
Exactly.
Do you know I started, my first website was called fifthyear.com.
Really?
And Barstool Sports have now taken Fifth Year. Like that's actually been taken from me.
That's and amazing.
Just because we let it die. We didn't do anything with it. But I'm like, I still have old friends that are like, is this you? And I'm like, no, I wish it was because they'd probably make a lot of money off of it. But like,
well, that is also like,
but that was like early bro stuff that I was part of.
That's so amazing.
I guess I'm recovering bro.
You're a recovering bro. Yeah. Yeah. So I think, so the reason I brought that up is because there was one thing in bro circles, but I actually do think it's brilliant, is when men schedule their vasectomies around March Madness.
Oh my God, they do.
I've never heard of this, although a lot of my friends have got them and like we all talk about it.
Yeah. So men schedule their vasectomies around March Madness so that they end up getting a bunch of guys get vasectomies together and then they like rent a house and recover and watch March Madness.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And it's like a very funny but kind of charming thing, actually. You know?
I think that's adorable.
Yeah.
There's a Stacey version of that probably. That has to do with like lifting things post multiple kids.
Okay.
I don't even know if this is a thing, but I'm just like connecting the dots. Like,
oh yeah.
Let's connect these dots.
I think if you lift things right after having like a litter
when
of
you're
like
done
five,
with kids, you can be like, maybe I'll chop off a hip.
Maybe I'll chop off a hip.
I like that that evolution in the terms of. So all right, so let's get back to the front page a little bit. So there's
wait, if I'm a bro, what are you? Just to categorize us all into like
my
very neat boxes.
My
I'm resident bro.
You're
we know
resident
dog
bro.
Boobs is resident female.
Yeah, resident
there's
female.
No other nuance.
Yes,
no. Bro, anarchist, long hair, and then
I like that.
Female.
Actually, my employees
take
at
off
work,
your flamethrower, dude. We're podcasting.
The people, it's funny you say that because my mask today says banjos against fascism.
Oh yes.
So I have an Antifa face mask.
Banjos.
That's so fucking West Virginia.
It is very West Virginia. I got it from a group called Queer Appalachia, which I love.
Perfect.
But so my
that's
employees at work call me Goth Boss.
Goth Boss.
So I'm, and I had like an argument with them yesterday.
Are these like
this,
the younger kids? Like they're like 29, which is like feels like a totally different generation,
totally.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. But I told them, I was like, guys, I'm not goth. I'm a fucking Hesher.
Yeah.
Like I'm
get
like
your shit straight.
Get your shit straight. I'm a fucking
goth.
Hesher. Like I like death metal.
Yeah,
instead
Hesher
of
metal.
I don't listen to The Cure. I listen to fucking Cannibal Corpse. You know,
they don't even know what those are.
I think they get
are they
it,
are they more
they
like
Googled it fast.
Right.
Are they like normcore, like tech generation, like no labels, just like kind of robotic? Is that sort of this
or
generation's
little
thing?
Little cool bros who button their collar shirts all the way to the top and wear small brimmed hats.
I'm all about showing my chest hair. Chest
they're
hair.
Definitely not either of those. They're actually, I can say that the people that I work with, the people in my department, mm-hmm. are all lovely people.
Wonderful.
And are pretty, a pretty labyrinthine bunch. Like they're not, they're kind of hard to paint with a single brush, honestly.
I think that's great.
Yeah, there's a few.
Dude, that was the most Kellyanne Conway answer I've ever heard.
I know. Well, it's true. I mean, I have technically six people in my department, and five of which are women, and they're tend to be very social justice.
All right. Koresh, dude. Whoa.
they're very social justice aware, yeah. Which is amazing.
Is there an offensive term for that? I mean,
for social justice aware?
Yeah, aware feels like not warrior. It feels like
softer.
Well,
but they're not. I wouldn't call them social justice awares. They're intelligent, yeah. Aware people.
Just feels like the new status quo, like the new normal.
Good.
I'm not complaining. But the generations are more sensitive to things than even mine. I mean, it's only been it's like a 10-year gap.
Well, I think there was a different sensitivity because, I mean, lest we
definitely.
Forget that there was a time when the Vietnam War and shit was the thing. Right?
When we were graduating high school.
Yeah, exactly. When we were graduating high school. But, you know, I think I mean, I think the boomers have done more psychological damage than we realize, honestly. Like, I mean, it sounds like, as is the trend of me being a complete ageist,
yeah.
Right? This is not necessarily an ageist thing. I'm saying that the psychology of the boomer mentality, I think, is also trickled down into other generations where, like, the millennials go, yeah, fuck that. You guys ruined the housing market. And then every generation below us is a little bit more militant where they're just like, we're not going to stand for your shit. We don't have respect for elders anymore, right? And then the generation below them are like,
kill everyone over 60.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the generation below them are kind of like, we're just going to take it. Don't even fucking, we're not even going to ask,
yeah.
Right? And I think that's really interesting. So,
I'm already confused.
Yeah. All right. back to the front page. So,
I saw this really funny thing that it's just a quick meme that I sent to you guys.
Do you want to send it over? Can you send it to me? Or did you already send it to me?
I texted it to you guys.
All right, cool.
It's from a subreddit I follow, which is very negative.
Antinatalism?
Antinatalism. It's just don't have...
It's shitting on kids.
It's like basically like, yeah, for people who don't want to have kids. But it's like a family can be 10 dads. That's it. Just 10 dads with no kids.
I love that. 10 dads and no kids.
And then it shows this framed picture of like 10 dads in these little denim suits.
Do you guys kind of feel like that's the, in a way, I mean, you have children now, so it's different.
You guys
like,
can shit on children.
I'm kind of over shitting on children.
On my account.
Because I think also like now that I'm an uncle, I'm a changed man. But no, I like, you know, hanging out with Charlie and like, you know, I have a couple friends. But the thing is, I have very, very close guy friends. And, you know, my girlfriend and I are pretty like, we're not anti-kids, but we're kind of like, we don't need to have kids, especially now and whatever, right? Like we're not, I don't think we have
especially
gone through
now because the world's falling apart.
Well, especially now because the world's falling apart, but also we just don't,
you got your PS5 coming out.
When the PS5 is coming out, I mean, who has time for kids? You know?
Exactly.
I mean,
honestly, that is a good reason. Like if you really love playing PS5,
right.
don't have kids.
Well, and this is the thing is like there's
unless your kid comes out 14 and ready to hash with you.
Seriously, adopt an 18-year-old.
Get a 17-year-old.
My girlfriend has said that.
Get
one hot year
of hashing and gaming.
Fun gaming.
And then say, good luck.
And then I'll see you every holiday for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'm going to
argue about politics.
We're going to adopt a kid in like April of his like senior year of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, we got you for 2.5 months. Be like, where'd you say you were going to college again?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Tight. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
the kid's like,
peace
wait,
out.
Paying for it, right? Yeah. Dad.
So sad.
I know.
Because there's probably kids that need to be adopted that are like in their teenage years.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear about Sia, the singer? Sia.
What happened to her?
You know this. You know Sia,
yeah, of course.
Right? She adopted Sia,
the faceless person, right? She got a burn on her face or something.
Yeah, she adopted two teenage boys who were aging out of foster care.
Oh, amazing!
Because she thinks, quote, cool. Everybody deserves a family, and they were about to just grow out of the system, and literally, that's it. You never get a family then.
Dude,
so
that's
she adopted
so
those
fucking
two.
Crazy.
I literally love it. They're both finding it difficult, one more than the other, but they're both doing things that they're really that
good news, bad
are,
news.
Like, really good for them right now.
Well,
we,
I think
we got you a mom.
I love it.
The weird news is that she doesn't have
a
face.
She's a millionaire. Right. She has no face and millions of dollars.
She's got a tennis court. You're like, I think I'm with this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
That's something I could see myself, like, maybe doing. I'm very selfish, so maybe not. But
you gotta,
maybe
you're good with
I'm
dogs
like 50,
to step.
Yeah.
Well, but I think that there's... I mean, I've been thinking about this a lot with the coronavirus and Black Lives... Actually, more Black Lives Matter and everything that's been going on with protests is everybody has to figure out their personal reason for that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about this last pod, right, where it's like, when I was thinking about donating and kind of the contribution, I think a lot about Appalachia because I'm from there and it has its own weird fucking problems. So I was like, well, how do I contribute to that, right?
Yeah.
And I think that the idea of child rearing, bearing, et cetera, there's some people are like, I need my genes to go, right? Mm-hmm. And keep this fucking train a rolling.
Yeah.
I don't really subscribe to that idea. So I'm kind of like,
I don't know if that's what people think, although it's built into everybody's DNA.
Yes.
I think you have to think the opposite of that.
I've actually thought
like,
that.
I think there are like the LeBrons out there that are right. Like, I got this kick-ass DNA. I want to spread it. That's cool. And I got to be the same. I'm like, dude,
well,
kid's
like,
going to be.
And fucking douchey, like, Richard McGuire the Sixth. And you're just like. You're
or Richard Gere, too. End.
Or Richard Gere.
Handsome.
But the reason I bring that up is because I also think that there's also, like, if you are living a certain way until you're in your late 40s or whatever, and you know that the way you're a businesswoman or you're a businessman, you're like, I really just want to focus on my fucking shit. I want to retire when I'm 50. I want to get this shit out of the way.
But then
adopting
but then
later
what?
Is also okay. Well, I agree with that. And that's
because, like,
also
just
part
making
of the,
money, I mean, it's the one thing you realize, like, shit, your perspective shifts, I think, with kids. You're like,
mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, yeah, money is, like, great, but it ends up being great. It's greater to give, like to support your kids with or something like that. Like, going cigarette boating every weekend when you're 55. I think doesn't have as much.
Well, I'm pretty sure when you have a kid, you don't have to stop cigarette boating.
No, you put them on the front of the boat.
Exactly.
And you cigarette boat right
that's
past
what I'm saying.
The ladies on the dock. That's
who wants to have another one of these little boys with me?
Honestly. I've had the thought, even though I know it's just evolutionary, like in our DNA, of like, wow, that is kind of trippy to think like my bloodline like kind of stops with me.
Yeah,
I don't know if my brother's gonna have kids either, and then I don't care. Like, I logically don't care about that. Like, sorry, Clensington, I'm sure he would love to see that Republican bloodline.
I mean, I just think the idea of raising children is a profound thought that I like the idea of, but I also am totally, at least at this point in my life, because I do think about that too. Like, my quest in life is not monetary. My quest is like,
just
I really
ends up being that because it's fun.
Well,
it's like a game. You're like, let's just keep making money and buying.
But I like making things. That's like the thing. That's why we do this podcast. That's why I like, writing. Like, so my whole thing is
the ultimate,
like,
thing you could make
I
is
like
a child.
Is a fucking Hank. Yeah.
So I think that's probably why I shouldn't have a kid. I like being comfortable.
Right.
I like to sleep and do whatever I want.
Yeah. But that's a good reason to not have a kid, honestly.
Yeah.
And I think that tends to be my thing. Is like, I like the idea of raising a kid and helping a kid have a better understanding of the world by the way that I think about the world, right?
Yeah.
In whatever I want to share with that. But I also understand.
Bot.
Yeah.
A
Ben bot.
I also understand that it's really like there are a lot of children with very, very poor families. Not poor, not monetarily poor, but like bad families.
Yeah.
Like that are abusive or despondent or whatever. Like, have you guys seen the Florida Project?
Is it to cut Florida off?
You guys have to see the Florida Project.
Yeah.
Oh, movie.
It's one of my favorite films ever. And it's a absolutely beautiful, very sad story.
That's why I haven't got around to it.
But it's not like 12 years a slave type thing. It's not like you watch it and you're just like, oh my God, I'm so depressed. It's like, it's a very, very charming story and it's very beautifully told. But you know, it's about poverty in Florida and like a bad family, essentially. And and it's all through the lens of like childhood naivety, I guess, naivete. But anyway, the reason I bring all that up is like, you do think about these kids who like don't know any better, who just need help, and
I think
need somebody to raise them. And I like that idea, but I want to be able to do that when I'm like, it's different when you have a kid and you're like, this is my kid. This is our fucking, this is the seed, right? Versus when you're like, I am packed with knowledge that I want to share. And I want to do that with some of today's youth by helping somebody. Right?
See,
I don't agree.
I think most guys like think the same way as you're probably doing, and maybe women too, but women I think actually have a different biological thing going on than guys with kids as it pertains to kids. But like, I was not being like, I want kids now. Like, just like, I could have waited till you can always come up with a good excuse to not have kids. You'd be no, I got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Got a whole system. Got my day organized. I like to take, I used to take like hour and a half long walks to get coffee.
But babe, like, the PS5 is coming out in December. PS5
is coming out. I'm thinking about buying one of those houses in Italy for a dollar. I can't do that if I have a kid.
You could definitely do that if you have a kid.
So you can always say that. But then you have a kid and you're like, oh yeah, this is what I was supposed to do. Like, sometimes like you can't like plan for it. Just like
everybody says
that. But it feels
that.
Totally natural. Yeah. I know. And I'm not even trying to explain it to you, like, cause it's like moot. It's like stupid, but.
Well, but I, you know, the older.
But I felt the same way you just described. It's like, I'm going to wait till like everything's lined up.
I totally get that. And but from a Trevor, my dog standpoint, I always thought after I got my dog that I'm like, you're never going to be 100% ready.
Right.
What does that even mean?
You know?
You have like a kennel?
Yeah. Like I was just like, he was running rampant.
I love
it. He had Giardia when I got adopted him. And so he was shitting his pants. And like,
you were
he's
just
a
in
dog
it.
With like long fur on right. his butt that I call his pants.
Right.
So he'd be like, diarrhea.
Oh man, like,
love it.
You're just
and
in
I was
there.
Just like,
precious.
Fuck, what have I gotten myself into?
You just got to roll up your sleeves and you got to clean that dog's poop.
Exactly. You kind of just have to be like, well, I'm in it.
I love
See,
the idea.
See, I'm like a parent. I know what it's like to raise kids.
I love the idea of somebody being like, you're never 100% ready. And then they see the guy and be like, you don't have a crib? You don't have anything? You got to be like 30% ready at least.
You got to be at least 20% ready.
Make an effort at least.
You actually don't really need a crib for a little while, but you need a box.
You're telling me you don't have any diapers or like food or anything? You don't,
I mean, so you're going to need.
Like, you need to be like at least like 7% ready.
Yeah. You will need food and some diapers. Yeah. And I'll just say it, a blanket too.
Yeah. Go ahead with the blanket.
A hospital will give you some of that stuff for free.
Right. All right. So let's talk more on the front page. I know that this is why you're listening, huh? Because you like the sequiturs. All right. So what else we got on the front page? Do you guys have anything that you're particularly smitten by? I have a few other things I thought were kind of compelling.
I'm digging this. I think it's on mine, it's two down, but this is the worst photo of me ever taken.
I love
this. My screen just went away, but you can read
that.
The comments just like devolve into like a good Reddit. It just feels very Reddit-y.
So
let's talk about this photo.
Yeah, it's
what makes this photo so good?
I've looked
good
at it now, like I keep going back to it being like, oh yeah, that's funny.
I mean, what I love about this photo, this photo is layers.
So you gotta describe it.
So it is a woman in the water.
In a pool.
So in the pool, right? And she looks...
She's in the shallow end on her knees.
Is she on her knees, you think?
She is because she has no feet.
Yeah, no feet. So and like the water, you know, looking through the water at a certain angle.
It distorts her body.
So she looks, she has no feet. She looks like she's probably a little person, if you will. But she also, the thing I love about this photo is she has her arms crossed in like a Karen dismay, right?
Yeah, she's got the look of like those cool kids at the end of the pool are having a good time.
Yeah, silent judgment. Silent judgment. Exactly.
Like we've all probably been in a high school situation where you're like, God, I wish I was over there with those kids. Right. They're having a great time.
So she has her thick club trunk legs.
Everyone's got ICs. You didn't get $5 from your parents. You're like, God damn it.
But this is funny because there's such a fine line between sad and funny, right? So like
this doesn't feel sad because I think it's just a moment of time, right?
This is not her expression. Like her expression, the top comment is her expression sells it because this is the expression of somebody who like is a bit of a troll, not like a kid who's like, nobody likes me, which is devastating. Like that shit is so sad to me.
Yeah. This girl seems like she's got her shit together.
This just looks like somebody who's like, she's in a pool. Too many cigarettes.
I love her.
You know what actually this reminds me of? Have I told you about, this is an insane story, but when I was in Romania and I...
Were you trying to buy one of those kids? No. It's all coming around.
This just came to me, and I don't know if I haven't thought about this in a long time. But when I was in Romania, I had to hitchhike to meet a Peace Corps volunteer, right?
Okay.
In the middle of rural Romania.
Oh boy.
So I get dropped off on the side of the highway by a fucking public bus, right? And they were literally like, "This is where you're dropping off," and I was just like, "Here." And it was like I got out, and it was just like a field and a road, right?
And you had your rucksack with you, and
I had a backpack. I was it. I was backpacking.
Did you have a jug of water and some peanuts or anything?
Didn't have anything like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had a hitchhike into this town to meet this guy. I get there, and he's not there, right?
No.
And I'm just like, "Fuck!
Why would he be there?
This is insane." So I went to this restaurant in town. There was like one big restaurant. I was like, I'm going to get some food. I'm going to like have a beer and just fucking a salad and chill.
The Denny's of town.
Right.
Like, and nice try here, Borscht.
Right. Exactly.
And
so
Buffalo Piss Vodka.
And here's a life of sex slavery.
Exactly.
Come with us. What?
So I was sitting at this table. It was a massive. So in Romania, they have, because of the communist era, they have all these areas that are like way more ostentatious than it needs to be for what it is. And this is one of those things. It was like a banquet hall, but it was also just like a tiny restaurant, but it was in the size of a banquet hall. So it was like nobody was there. There were like six people in the whole restaurant, but like enough room for 600.
That's right? Very coronavirus now.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like- and so I sat down at this table by these two girls. They clearly knew I was had no business being there. A random American in a relatively small town, whatever. So I start talking to him. One of them spoke English great. And
that's lucky.
I know. And her sister did not speak English, right? Her, like, it looked like a barely younger sister. But as we were talking, I was like, she had mentioned, she's like, oh, yeah, I speak, my English is good for my job. I was like, what is your job? And she's like, oh, I'm a cam girl.
Oh, she just led with that?
Well, I had asked her why her English was so good.
Yeah. But she could say, I work at a bank.
She could have said that.
Maybe
but
there's no puritanical shame around
it. I actually don't think there is. I think you're right. I think the culture there is like, it's a cool job.
Well, it's a really a lot of money. For a second, third world country, it's probably a pretty good living. So anyway, she had said that. And then like, you know, we had this chat and I was like, that blew my mind.
There.
But then as like she got up to leave, they were like, all right, good meeting you.
Was she pretty good looking?
No. Her sister was good looking.
Got it. But she herself was like,
yeah. So she got up and started to walk away and she was a midget or a little person, I guess.
Okay.
And so that like fucking blew my mind. It like literally was like this photo where I was like, like she got up to leave. I was like, all right, it was good meeting you. And I was just like, whoa, Yeah. And I literally did not know until she got up to leave.
Okay.
And it was absolutely like my mind exploded, you know? Cause I was in the middle of fucking, I just hitchhiked there. And you know, when you're like out of your depths, all of your like mental synapses are on high alert. So every little thing is suddenly a little bit funnier, a little bit weirder, a little bit scarier or whatever. And so that was one of those things where like a series of like, whoa, you're a cam girl? That's crazy. In my mind, I'm just like, what a weird story. And then like that happened. I was just like, what?
But you're a little person, cam girl.
Dude, and then the guy eventually called me because I had tried to call him. I couldn't get a hold of him. He called me back. He was like, oh, dude, sorry. I was taking a shit. And I was just like, What is?
So
this
were you supposed to meet at like a coffee shop or like a bus stop or?
No, at his house.
It was house.
Yeah.
Oh, and you like knocked on the door, no answer.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was just taking like a real deep one.
Totally. And he was like a workaholics, bro. He was like a fucking, he had like a
Peace Corps workaholics, bro. A new paradigm.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he was like the broiest guy on the planet. And yeah, he had like a huge like Iowa State flag or something that was just like sitting over his banister at his apartment.
Iowa State, bro-y place.
Yeah, so something like that. But it was a surreal thing. It reminds me of this photo for whatever reason.
Okay, so this girl is Romanian midget.
Little person, I think. I don't know. Yeah. I think evidently midget is offensive. I don't know when and how that happened, but I certainly respect the little person.
I respect it too, because if I were a little person, I certainly wouldn't like being called a midget.
So there's so many.
I'll call whatever anybody wants to be called. I don't. It's no offense. No offense intended.
Yeah, I don't care calling people what they want to be called. All right. Other important news. We don't need to get into this because this is definitely Kathy and Hoda land. But Supreme Court, they ruled that workers cannot be fired for being gay and transgender, which quite frankly is a surprise. I feel like the Supreme Court, despite, and maybe this is because we are in a corrupt nation where everything is falling apart, but the Supreme Court has had a shocking amount of integrity lately.
Yeah.
Like DACA and this.
I know. You know? Yeah. Like and then.
You would think that they, because it's still a conservative leaning court
it
right
is,
now.
It is. And it's interesting that like, at least there's a little hope left that they are judges and they do understand, like, you know, they're there to make decisions based on the law.
Once you're in, you can't be fired.
Right.
And all you have is your legacy.
Right, yeah. Right.
So I think politics, like who got you there,
right,
is out the window, which feels real nice. Yeah. Like, you know, you'd be like, you know, I don't have to like, pay back any of those favors.
Right.
I'm here now. Fuck everybody. But every decision moving forward, look, Brown versus Educate, whatever, like any big court education, your name will always be referenced.
Right.
So you
right.
better fucking watch like how you, so it's a big goddamn deal.
Yeah.
And so I think they all know what the right decision is.
Right.
Or like, obviously, I think they chose right in both cases.
Right.
Which is great. And part of doing that is like for the next 50, 100 if America's around in 100 years, like they're going to be referenced.
Right,
so it's
right.
like,
yeah, I mean,
know, it's that also.
And I also wonder if there's just an element of
away the corruption, I think.
Yeah. And also just, I mean, this is kind of it. Technically, this is our American government at work. Like we have watched the executive branch and the legislative branch completely fall apart. Like the worst fucking branding in the world. Yeah. They're just bad. Right. But the judiciary.
Yeah.
Is kind of the last stronghold of the original American idea of checks and balances.
We are a nation of laws.
And so hopefully if they kind of have the integrity they should be having, you know, then these things hopefully will happen, right? Because like DACA, if it is, you know, constitutionally incorrect, great. Keep the Constitution in check. If firing somebody because they're gay or transgender is objectively constitutionally wrong, right?
Yeah.
So knowing that they have kept that up is fucking good for obvious reasons. So granted, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is always on the fritz, so hopefully she continues.
I think we're in, I don't know if you remember when Obama was on his way out, he was trying to appoint.
Right.
What was his name?
Merrick Garland.
And then your boy, bitch, McTitties McConnell.
Yeah.
Definitely my boy. Love him.
Love him. I call him my Kentucky stallion.
You know the thing I like to think about. The first word that comes to my head when I think about Mitch McConnell is virality.
Yeah, exactly.
He has one viral stag, if you ask me.
I always picture him in his no-haired chest, sweaty, like making love.
Can you imagine him taking off his shirt and he's just got like that, like the latest season of Always Sunny in Philadelphia when Mac becomes like a fucking supermodel?
Yeah, you're like, wow, Mitch, like once again, we're wrong about you.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We didn't know you were such a tank down there.
Yeah.
Does this look like him?
There's a sub called Bad Turtle No Lettuce that's all about Mitch McConnell. Bad turtle, no lettuce.
I think we're approaching like election time where they could delay.
Yeah, they'll pull any kind of appointment
just as like a fuck you back.
They're going to delay the election. Mark my words.
Mm. Oh, I think you might not
because
be
of
wrong.
Because of COVID.
Yep.
How far?
9 months. No, it's
4 years.
4 years. I guarantee there's going to be some bullshit.
It feels like the bullshit's a brewing.
Yeah, it's pretty. Oh god, it's fucking tough.
It's exciting.
Very tough.
Exciting. We're living in a Bond movie.
We are living in a Bond movie. All right, so here's another one that I want to draw attention to. I find this one. This is interesting for a multitude of reasons. Let me pull it up. So. So public freakout, right?
Public freakout.
And there's a reason for this. And I think this is something we're going to cover on a big hitter episode because it's something that has happened that I think I find very compelling.
Yes.
Public freakout is a very popular sub. It's become a stronghold for activism, right? Mm-hmm. Against police brutality. There is another sub now called Actual Public Freakout.
Oh.
That, from what I can tell, it was created as a like kind of protest to the one-sided view on cops.
Okay.
And so a lot of the commenters in Actual Public Freakout have right-wing troll tendencies.
Okay.
Right? Mm. And so it's a really interesting split. Right, so it's a really strange thing.
Okay.
Actual public freakout, but that's not so. The sub that or this this post though is actually not from the protest, which is I think part of what makes it interesting is it rose to the top as 139,000 upvotes, which is insane. I don't know the backstory on this, and I think that's something I don't know where to find it, but there must be a backstory for it to have that many upvotes. But just to watch this through, so it's dude throws rock at car, instantly regrets it. So it's literally. On the side of a highway.
I used to throw rocks at cars with my buddies.
Did you used to throw rocks? Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I would do it with like way more cover than this guy has. I mean, this guy's like just...
Little rocks though, right, yeah. guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not boulders, for sure.
Dude, I mean, there's just a point in time when boys think it's smart to throw rocks at everything.
Yeah.
It's not smart.
My brother and his friends threw berries.
So this guy... Yeah, we threw a lot of plums too. So this guy hucks the rock at the car, hits it, the car flips a U-turn,
right.
drives up on the sidewalk, and just runs the guy over. The guy
and
like
just continues on his way,
and then just goes about his day.
This looks like uniquely Russian to me. It looks like something that would happen in Russia.
It feels like a you know what else feels Russian about it? Not only the guy like does a U-turn, hits a human,
right.
flips him. What else feels Russian is the guy kind of just gets up and walks away.
Yeah, like, totally.
Like Russians are so tough. They're like, "Yep, yeah. I deserved it." I'm going to go back to work.
Out. How do you find that out?
Look at the license plates.
Oh, interesting. Wow.
Dude, fuck with cats over here.
It's English. Yeah. No, okay. This is great. There was a game I discovered online a while back that was like geolocation.
Yeah, that's definitely not yours.
We talked about geocaching.
Yeah.
So like now whenever I see like footage or pictures and stuff and I want to know where it is, I do my detective work. I'm like,
I just
license plates, signs,
a new job for you.
Styles.
This is definitely in America, actually.
You need to partner
right.
up with like a beaten down sort of alcoholic detective and
yes.
You're like the office detective who like does all the hacking.
Yeah.
Cause you know, it's like, you're like a cool girl who like has tattoos.
Yeah. And he's like lost his hunger for justice, but I'm like, God, like let me help.
Yes.
I think,
I actually often
think about becoming a spy.
Yeah.
Or a private eye. So.
So does Charlie.
And my son does as well.
He's been watching a spy show recently.
Does he want to partner up?
He might be a good partner. Oh my God. In the public freakout top of the week, there was a Oaxacan funeral where a 16-year-old young man
was
murdered by the police. Mm. Evil, horrible.
Right.
But his friends, he was such a fan of football that his fans literally set up his coffin.
Right.
Like it's sweet, but also it's like kind of hilarious to see.
It is kind of hilarious. I'm going to pull that video up so you guys can see.
Yeah. They angle it so that he can make one last goal and they kick it against his coffin and it goes into the goal. And then they all just like hug his coffin as like one last, like, we love you.
This made me uncomfortable.
It's strange, but I kind of love it. Like, yeah, I mean, it's certainly adorable. He's a kid.
I mean, there is a corpse in that box.
You know what would have been weird, but you know what would have been great is if the goalie stopped the ball.
Because I almost was like, yeah.
I was like, get it, dive. And I'm like, wait a minute, Dom.
He could have
Wait a minute.
Cool your jets. There's a funeral.
Yeah.
Stops it. Stops the ball. Right, get out of here. Get out of here, son.
It's just awkward to me, man. I'm like, oh, man. Just fucking awkward.
Yeah. Well, but
it was
awkward, interesting.
I'll give him that. God damn.
Yeah. So the
public freakout, too. Oh,
the last thing I want to say about this dude throws rocks at car, because I feel like this is your modus operandi, Freed.
Me? I'm not. I mean, come on.
No, not the rock thrower, but the top comment is never count on some random member of the public not being crazier than you.
Oh, that is. Well, that's why you can't do anything to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good way to walk through life, to be honest. Like, you just don't know if a guy can roundhouse kick your head off.
Right.
Or is carrying a nunchuck.
Yeah. Look at the one I just texted you guys. When my dumbass dog gets into some shit he's not supposed to.
No, I can't.
Fucking hilarious.
Did your computer die or something?
You're controlling my screen, so I'm allowing you to.
Oh, I did see this. It's actually really funny.
So wait,
when my dumbass dog eats something that, what's the title?
When my dumbass dog eats something or gets into some shit he's not supposed to.
And what's happening?
Watch this.
No, I know, but I want you to describe.
Oh, okay. Well, what's happening is this dumbass kid. They're like college age guys.
Yeah, this is Barstool Sports. This is fifthyear.com.
Yeah. This is like this. I know all these guys.
Yeah.
All these drunk dudes are in the kitchen. This one guy reaches for a raw chicken breast and bites into it. And then all his friends grab his mouth like you do when a dog eats something you shouldn't. And like pulls open his jaws and pulls the chicken out.
And he won't let it go.
I mean, this is literally exactly what and it's also, by the way, the perfect TikTok. Like, this is what TikTok is for.
It is.
And if you notice next to the chicken, there's a bottle of Fabulous, which is like a cleaning, it's like a cleaning product. And I'm wondering if they were like drinking that or something too.
It's true.
Just assuming.
God, I love
Jesus.
And Fabuloso, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't wash it down with some Fabuloso.
I fucking love when dogs are like, eat something and then you have to try to get it out of their mouth and they're like, no.
I mean, that's exactly what that kid did. His friend also did the thing you do with a dog where you put the two fingers on beside the molars.
And you give him like a look.
Come on.
That's exactly. A good band name or maybe like comic book strip. Raw Chicken and Fabuloso.
Fabuloso.
That's a good, there you go, dude.
Raw Chicken and Fabuloso. Maybe.
Can you change the name of Pubes to that?
Yeah. Maybe it's a different show.
Same show, but different concept, different name.
The poster commented, you got to put that food on top of the fridge. It's going to get into it again.
That's so funny. Amazing. Funny. Okay, so what else do you want to hit on the front page? We've got to close this boy out soon. I know we're kind of getting to the time limit.
Well, I already found my random. So I don't have anything to talk about other than my random, which I feel strongly about.
Oh, all right. Well, you can save that one. Let's see if
there was a funny Obama picture, too, that I thought was very cute and maybe makes us feel good.
So I actually...
drinking a cup of water with one hand?
No. Oh. But
is that true? What a fucking monster.
What do you mean? Cup of water.
He knows how to do it with one hand.
Because Trump has to do the weird two hand thing.
Yeah. Trump's such a dummy.
Such a wild.
We're so close to people and people in his cabinet just being like, yep, he's an idiot. They're not saying it, although you can read on their face.
As soon as he is not president anymore, we are going to see every Republican come out and be like, I hated him from the beginning.
I was like, actually,
he fucking did not.
Thinking
monster. Yeah.
A couple things. If he does not become the president again, it would be great to run ads about him for the next 4 years, how big of a piece of shit he is.
Great. Love it.
I think we could start a fund for that.
Did you Reddit Super PAC, I think is what that's called.
Just like ripping on him,
right?
Which I think would be so great. And then maybe even a statue. Like, I hate to say like put up a statue of the guy, but like remember the fat one with his little dick?
Right.
Like, that's a cool statue we could erect. But then also the incoming president, do they have to post the painted photograph of the last president on like that hallway? I'm just assuming there's a hallway with all these pictures.
Well, yeah.
Can you take it down?
Trump pulled Obama's down.
Oh, cool. So then his will definitely be pulled down.
No one is going to, dude.
I just didn't know if there was a rule or something.
Nobody wants to remember these 4 years.
No.
Nobody wants to remember these 4 years. So as soon as he's not present anymore, everybody is going to go like, holy shit, we were just trying to survive.
Time to call God, Stanley right? Steamer and yeah. get them in here for a deep clean.
So,
yeah.
So that would be.
I'm curious on all those little like nuances of how people are going to deal with getting
Obama
rid of his memory.
Portrait isn't that in the National Portrait Gallery?
It might be. So the reason we bring up this Obama photo, by the way, just because we are talking about it. So the photo is of it's a dinner of some sort. And Obama is. There's a kid who had fallen asleep at this dinner. And
he's
Obama.
Like seven-year-old. Yeah. Or is he seven? Yeah.
7 years. Yeah. Well, 7 years ago today, kid fell asleep during an event at the White House.
He also looks like he's seven.
He looks like he's seven. So Obama, because he's a fucking man, came over and say what you will about his politics, by the way. And this is a lot of the comments that you see, which I think is actually quite charming. There's a lot of people who are like, say what you will about his politics. The guy was 110% on charisma, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so no one is interrupting this kid's nap time. I respect that.
So the kid's falling asleep at like a fancy dinner, yeah. which like a kid does because he doesn't right. care and he's way past his bedtime. Right. And Obama's coming up right behind him, just like trolling him a little bit, which is funny.
That kid's going to love that picture.
Yeah, the greatest photo. Say what you will about this guy, but he maxed out charisma.
True.
I have criticisms of his presidency for sure, but Obama singing Al Green for 5 seconds is cooler than anything this president has ever done. any president has ever done in aggregate, maybe except for Teddy Roosevelt. But the reason this is an interesting post, by the way, is because I got in a slight Reddit fight with somebody over this photo.
We forgot to tell our fans out there that It's Your Dad has decided to become very mean on Reddit, which is my new thing. I feel like breaking news on this pod.
I'm pretty psyched. I have a lot of malice in my heart, so I think that this is a good opportunity for me to be a very mean person.
Right.
Let it out. I mean, this is like maybe like, you know, like the stress reducer of like lifting weights, but mentally on Reddit.
So this guy had posted, and usually, you know, again, my whole thing lately has been, I'm very into the idea of people like, I'm like a pro doxing guy now, which it sounds fucked and I don't really mean it that way, but somebody had posted something that was basically like, it was like, I don't remember the exact comment. It was something to the extent of like, oh, like people complaining that like black lives don't matter, but like, look how many black people are in that photo, right? It was like some stupid, like fucking curmudgeon bullshit, right? And so I don't get it. I responded to him that was like, this comment is very Edgar Jarmu from Metalocalypse, which I don't know. I don't know if you guys get that reference. Jarmu in Metalocalypse is this guy, this like, he's a loser. His like, I think, Jomfru in Finnish is virgin, so he's like a keyboard warrior type thing. Lots of incel energy is what I said, and then he responded something else, like something trying to mock me, and I said, it was like, you guys really have to. I see full comments. Let's see if I can actually identify this. This is where the Reddit kind of
You picked up 3,000 comments on this?
No, Jesus Christ, no. I don't know how to find my comment, but he had said something like mocking me where it was like, you know, you guys really have to find new tactics on other than attacking people. And my comment was, you guys really have to come up with new tactics for eating Cheetos without getting crumbs on your waifu pillow.
Nice.
And then he was like, I don't know what any of that means, but all the Democrats just like, you should just like stop smoking pot. And like, it was like a Cleansington comment, right?
It might have been.
So my comment response was legalize marijuana pots.
God, legalize it.
And then that ended the conversation. So
I helped someone. I helped someone on Reddit this week.
That's nice.
Feels good. Woman, I was on the Japanese Chin.
Superhero.
I am. I was on the Japanese Chin subreddit, which is the breed of dog that I have.
Japanese Chin?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they had like the best chin in the world or something.
No, it's like, a breed the smoothest. Of dog. Breed of dog. And I like going on there and like complimenting other people's Japanese chins. And this lady
it's so much nicer than my tactic of just like berating people.
I went on the pro life.
Your dad
page
is going
recently.
Hardcore, and Dog Boops is going nice core.
I know.
I really, well, yeah, but I, at the same time, recently went on the pro-life page and got into it a couple, little bit. Right. But actually, I was really hard to argue with.
Well, what was your, so what, sorry we interrupted you. What was your thing about, how did you
the
help
dogs?
This person?
Okay, yeah. So this lady posted a picture of a little lantern or something, a paper lantern.
Okay.
Let me send it, text it to you if you want to pull it up or anything.
Japanese chin lantern?
Yeah, it was like a little lantern with a painting of like the type, this breed of dog. And she was like, does anybody know what this says? And I happen to have a friend who
right.
was born in Japan, speaks fluent Japanese. And so I sent it to him and got an answer and then cool. responded to this person. And she was very grateful and said her aunt was going to really enjoy.
You are a detective.
I know. I like apparently the character and the stamp on this image is it's Okayama, which is a typical Japanese surname.
Okay.
And both things say the same thing. The red is apparently a stamp that families get. That's their like official family surname
like
stamp.
Like a crest or
yeah. And like a lot of like they're so important. A lot of families keep them in like safety deposit boxes and just have replicas that they use.
Huh.
Very interesting stuff, though.
All right,
those
all right.
stamps
yeah. I like it.
Are so cool looking.
I know,
yeah,
right?
It's very classic.
So it's
yeah.
probably just it belonged to someone,
right?
In that family,
it's,
or
it's actually like a lost dog poster. It's
yeah, like, find her dog. Yeah,
and that dog looks like a complete oaf, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, Trevor's way cuter.
Yeah, Trevor looks like Trevor looks, he looks suspicious of things.
He does. And frantically, like, upset.
I saw a hawk the other day. Would have eaten Trevor in 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
This thing was ferocious.
I have to protect him.
You have to protect him. It's your son. All right, so let's hit a
couple
randoms.
Random going on?
Out. Yeah, so, Dog, why don't you tell us about your random?
Yes.
Do you want to, are you capable of sharing your screen?
Let me see if I go on.
Wow, I just got, my random was Game of Thrones. So fucking lame.
I was
most
just thinking about that.
Disabled attendee screen sharing, unfortunately. That's let me send fine. You the link.
All
and
right,
then we'll
send it over.
Figure that out next
Man,
time.
I got some, we get some noob randoms here. Open Media Vault.
Ooh.
OMV.
All right.
Cisco, the wow, these are awful. For hire is kind of interesting, I guess.
Maybe I should check that out.
You probably should, honestly. I mean, that's yeah. actually a really interesting. That's an interesting place where Reddit can suddenly be used. Is,
yeah.
is like in the concept of for hire. All right, did you text me your thing? Okay.
My subreddit random that I actually feel really strongly about. Is
oh my god, this
TV
is amazing.
TV too high.
TV
and it's
too
just
high.
About TVs that are. Mounted way too high.
I like this.
And like the biggest
way in the world.
The thing I see often.
Oh my god, that TV is way too high.
It's so funny. Like the community is 14,000 members, almost 15,000 members.
TV too high.
It was created October of last year, so it's relatively new.
Well, that TV is way too high.
I'm joining it, and TV. It just says TVs that are too high, and like I'm sorry. It's a thing. Like,
it is a thing.
It's such a fucking thing.
I actually may have that issue currently. I don't mind it because of the way the TV
too.
Is angled.
Yeah.
But
see, this is people are TV explaining.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Ours is above our fireplace,
same.
Which makes me very nervous. But same. We have a pretty low fireplace, so it doesn't feel like I'm craning my neck. But I think in an ideal world, it's supposed to be, you're sitting on the couch, it should be pretty much eye level.
Right.
Yeah, slightly above.
Be like,
there's a couple factors. There's kids. Maybe there's a fireplace. That's a factor. You can't really get around that.
Yep.
Right.
Kids like getting above like the grabbing range. Maybe like a wily cat.
Right. I see a lot of people in the comments here saying like, people, you don't need your couches to be facing your fireplace. And I'm like, whoa.
That's an interesting thought.
But it's weird because like apartment architecture, like how it's really hard because a lot of houses and apartments are planned that way. Like there aren't other walls for you to really use or like
it depends on
the layouts of the rooms are like so just so that like putting a couch this way is like why would you put it the narrow way?
This is kind of a transcendent conversation, honestly. I've never really thought about it this way, but now I'm like
yeah.
I'm really I actually cannot tell my girlfriend we're having this conversation because I'm like I've like told her, I'm like, please leave the TV where it is. I like it. It's fine.
Yeah. On top of the fireplace?
Shit. On top of the fireplace.
And she wants to move it.
She wants to like do some other things to the room move that it I away think from would the fireplace. Imply that. Ooh. And I like don't want that to happen.
Dog ribs. I think I need to backdoor send her a couple links. Ooh, really shit. Stir the pot.
I mean, this, yeah. this one is fucking...
Really stick this, my nose this into is, this relationship.
This one is truly hey, psychotic. Like, are you guys looking at the one I have on the screen right now?
I'll share it.
That is an... unbelievably high TV.
That is not normal. How like, can you watch anything?
That does not make any sense.
No.
It literally does not make
that
any sense. This is as high as the ceiling fan.
Feet lower. That yeah. should be 10 feet lower.
The one in the friend's garage?
The one no, that not. Was this in one. Their living room, like above their fucking like cabinetry.
Can you see it on your screen?
No.
You don't see my...
On the Zoom Sorry. Meeting?
Oh, on not. The Zoom meeting.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. That's, no. that's suicidal. And this is too high for sure, but I understand. See, the thing with a high TV though, is that you're, when you're looking, cause if you're leaning back and you're just like vegging.
Yeah.
It's a good angle, but you can't, you have to like, it's
also
tough.
Depends
it's
on
tough.
The size yeah. of the room, the depth you have
right.
and then the angle of the TV. If you can angle it down a little bit, it's right. okay.
Yeah. But also it's an eyesore to just keep it up there it when is. It's too high.
I think TVs should be white. mm-hmm. This is not a race thing.
I mean, this is,
I just think what, so when they're off, I think most people's walls are white. Right. I think they should yeah. like blend oh, better with the idea. Wall.
Oh my
because
God.
Because the fact that every TV is black and everyone's wall is white. It's like, dude, yeah. just make a white TV.
Have you seen the Samsung Frame TV?
Oh, no. They're pretty cool. Yeah.
But they should be something you can like take away or not see when you're not using
yeah,
it.
Yeah. This TV. Image is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
That is so gross.
That is disgusting. Why like, would you put is, it so over we're, your we're right window? At,
what fucking logic? What illogical monster? This has got to be a college house.
That has to be.
Yeah. This is
check
this
out
is,
the Frame TV because I think that might be what you're looking for, buddy.
I mean, see, this is these
when
are
it's
insane.
Off, it looks like a piece of art.
Dude, these are literally.
When it's on, it's on.
Absolutely.
When it's off. Wow. That fucking, does look fucking baller.
And it doesn't look like a TV. It doesn't emit light.
That's a
when
fucking,
it's art. So it looks like an actual print.
I've been talking about this for years.
Sorry, I'm getting pumped about this.
Oh.
Anybody else want to share their random so I don't keep talking about interior decor?
I mean, this sub has gotten me very, very upset, actually.
I know. Cause
it got me kind of heated.
It makes
to be honest.
Me. Yeah. Because then I got into it and I was looking at it. I'm like, yeah, I feel like I'm judging. And then I'm like, I'm one of the people that
I'm
has
one of
it
those.
Above their
I'm definitely one of those as well.
Are you guys hanging cable?
No, we had it like put through, tucked
nice.
Away.
Dad?
I
feel like your last time I was at your house was three houses ago and never some cables.
We've done a better job managing yeah. our cables.
Good.
All right, purple pill debate.
Mm. Oh,
so this boy. Is neutral community discussing sex and gender issues.
Hmm.
Specifically those pertaining to the blue pill and the red pill. Wow. So this is a cross between blue and red. I actually feel like the pills may be a good big hitter episode for us.
That would be an interesting breakdown.
Because they're the red pill and blue pill are pretty serious.
That'd
I don't know
be
which
really
what are
red,
we
red pill is
what am I?
So that's the red matrix pill. Right the matrix is
I can't
like,
remember the which one's which.
The blue pill is everything's the same and you'll forget everything that ever happened, but the red pill is you learn all the you learn everything that
and in
you
this
know
context the red pill is like sorry women are for kitchen and sex, men are for
right.
logging and and hunting.
You know your men.
And then the blue pill is more of like a evolved approach
yeah,
to
it's
sexuality.
Like don't just like whatever. Fucking like trick yourselves guys with the blue pill and pretend you're equal. We all need to accept gender roles and like
got
it's
it.
Totally okay.
Fascinating. What a fascinating thing. I don't know enough about it.
Yeah. It seems like
The Matrix is a tight movie though.
Seems like everyone's a little different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's not just two things.
No.
Yeah, it's not just two things. All right. You got anyone over there, Freed? You want me to pull it up?
Well, hold on, because not that one. Let's just see what happens, because I have a tendency to get really shitty randoms.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten horrible. I'm on Muay Thai right now, which I wouldn't consider as a particularly... I mean, I guess there's something
cool.
interesting. Full Metal Alchemist.
This one's interesting. Introvert.
Is
okay.
that an
introvert.
Anime?
It's pretty good. Yeah, I've been trying to get into anime more, actually.
Yeah.
I've been trying to, like, watch... I've been watching Cowboy Bebop.
Oh, this
that's
a little bit.
Supposed to be real good.
Akira.
Gosh.
Akira's a classic.
This one's great. just on that. Friends, the show, and the sub. But just like the sub is called friends. How You Doing. That's the name of the sub.
How You Doing.
I feel like that's a sub to go to when life's got you on the ropes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you just need a laugh.
Couldn't agree more.
Couldn't I heard agree a, more. Like a social psychologist talking, using friends as an example. He's like, you can pretty much turn friends on mute.
Yeah.
And you know exactly what's going on based on their like facial and body expressions. Like, you know the whole story. And I was like, well, that's so interesting. Like, you can just follow the emotional ebbs and flows of an episode. Oh,
man, I
don't
fucking like that show, though.
I missed it. It's not my show
at
all.
It's not my thing either, yeah. But I have some friends. I have some, I wouldn't call them friends.
It's so big, man.
I know some people that are like absolute friends apostles.
Friends heads.
Friends heads. and I just feel like it's stupid. Like, I don't know.
What about Seinfeld? Because those two go head to head.
Well, like, but Seinfeld is clever and cynical. I feel like Friends is like Seinfeld. For Seinfeld's fucking. Friends is for. This is a controversial take. I'm gonna say it though. Friends is for fucking uneducated piece of shit boomer. Boomers that are actually millennials.
It's very.
That's a very.
Whoa!
That's I don't mean that, but I do also
mean it.
Kind of mean it.
It's very comforting.
It's very comforting.
It doesn't take very much thinking.
Doesn't take much
that
brain
is
power.
Very, you
but
know
that's kind of why it's. But that's why it's so popular.
I liked it when I was in high school.
It's good, man. It's really easy to watch.
Nostalgia. It's inoffensive to have on. If you need noise, it's inoffensive to have on. Would I rather have Will and Grace on? Yeah.
For show.
Yes, I would.
I mean, I'd rather have on, what's my comfort show? I mean, I put on, like, I like falling asleep to Arrested Development or Always Sunny.
I was just going to ask if Arrested Development.
Arrested Development is just
Workaholics?
So...
Is it Workaholics?
Workaholics.
Arrested Development is just so cleverly written, man.
Yes.
And
everything ties back into a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Mine is Dateline.
Ooh, nice.
Arrested Development for me is like so frantic, and it's almost like so all over the place. Although I very much appreciate like how clever it is, it's almost like so much.
Like it is.
It's not relaxing.
Frenetic for
like
you.
You got to really like... Old show I've been getting into lately is 30 Rock. I'm like, oh man, this shit's hilarious.
It's a very funny show.
It's
very
so
well written.
Funny.
Yeah.
But it feels like frenetic like that a little bit too. It's like,
Well, they work in as many jokes as possible.
So many jokes. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah. But all right. Well, this is, I think we're wrapped up here now. I think this is, we've come to the end of this road. I have Limp Bizkit's Nookie playing in the background, evidently.
Hell yeah.
I've just been switching videos, but that's one I ended on. But okay, cool. Well, this is Did You Reddit, weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. This was a front page review, the first of many.
Yeah.
My name is It's Your Dad.
Sorry, I just saw a sad thing.
Okay.
And now I got to go call Cleansington and my mom and tell them I love them.
You don't have to do that. Just call
your
mom.
I'm dog boobs.
Just call your mom.
My free day. Good to be back.
Good to be back, as always. We will, hit us up. We actually got a little bit of listener mail. We had a nice person send us another version of our song.
That's so cool.
Which I'm starting to get the hint. Everybody's like, hey, have you guys thought about making a new song?
Hey, this one might sound better.
Yeah. But I do appreciate that. And then anybody else who wants to hit us up at hi@didyoureddit.com. You can also use our respective usernames at didyoureddit.com. So It's Your Dad, Dog Boobs with B-O-O-B-E-S and My Free Day. And then hit us up on our subreddit. Did You Reddit the subreddit, which Dog Boobs is the primary admin for.
Hang out there.
And
Instagram too. I'm pretty much the guy there. So if you send a message, expect some bro-y response. Usually like a 69 or 420 dick pics and everything.
Yeah. Soliciting nudes on our Instagram by way of...
No, I send them nudes.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So you send unsolicited nudes.
Yeah.
But not even of yours.
No, it's just like a greeting card.
I like that. I like that approach.
You Google nudes and you send them. Unsolicited.
Yeah, they're not me.
Like it.
No.
None of us.
And then if you want to follow along with some of the references that we've been talking about today, you can find this video on our YouTube channel and probably eventually we're going to be back on Twitch, but right now we just have to kind of get the technology sorted out. I think there's some questions.
Stop gap.
If anybody knows how to use Twitch, let us know.
We know how to use Twitch. We just have to now I have to figure out how to use the board in conjunction with Twitch while also broadcasting video without a lag.
without the lag.
And he's our guy.
We need to get Uncle Bri on here.
Yeah, he actually offered to help us when we're ready.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think we're ready.
We're ready.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week with another episode about the internet. Bye.
Bye.